could it be that you, even you, have been stubborn in your life? I sure have. We've got a great message today for us. This is The Encouraging Word, featuring the Bible-based preaching of Dr. Don Wilton Weldon, author, evangelist, pastor, seminary professor, and for 25 years, the pastor of Dr. Billy Graham. Matter of fact, I mentioned that because there's a brand new book coming out. You can check it out at tewonline.org, tewonline.org. But I know one of the many things Dr. Don Wilton learned from Dr. Graham is the fact that we need to deal with our stubbornness. Have you ever said, any way but God's way? Maybe not, but our actions sometimes say that. That's today's message, any way but God's way. As we open God's Word to the book of John chapter 14 with Dr. Don Wilton, let's open our hearts and say, God, speak to us today. The Encouraging
Word. Turn with me in your Bibles this morning to John's Gospel chapter 14. John's Gospel in chapter 14. I have no doubt that everyone here today would agree that we as a people are an alternative seeking people. We are blessed indeed, are we not? And our society today offers us a smorgasbord of alternatives. We are an alternative seeking people. And society provides us with a smorgasbord of alternatives. The Bible tells us that one of the greatest difficulties that we have as men and women is the difficulty of trying to understand that whilst we may have alternatives in the exercise of our lives, we do not have an alternative when it comes to God's grace. God is the God of absolutes. In fact, I'm going to submit to you today, as each one of us study John chapter 14, that this is probably the passage in Scripture that has caused more schisms and more debate throughout the centuries, and it boils down to one single issue. Human beings are not prepared to accept that there is only one way to get to heaven. I've had many people over the years come to me and say to me, Pastor, I know what the Bible says. I don't exactly follow what the Bible says, but I want you to know that I'm very sincere about my religion. Others have said all roads lead to the same point. Others have said, Preacher, I wish you wouldn't all the time talk about the Lord Jesus Christ. It seems remarkable that Charles Haddon Spurgeon, that great British theologian, said, every time I open the book, I make a beeline for the cross. It has been said by homileticians throughout the centuries that any preaching that is void of Jesus Christ and Him crucified is not Christian preaching. Paul put it like this. He said, I save to know nothing among you excepting Jesus Christ and Him crucified. That's what Paul said. My mandate from this congregation, as is the mandate of all Christian churches, is at all times to major on Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Now why? Because whilst in the world today we are presented with a smorgasbord of alternatives and choices, the Bible tells us that Jesus Christ is the only way by which you and I can receive forgiveness of sin and entrance into God's heaven. Our subject this morning is any way but God's way. John chapter 14, now beginning at verse 5. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Then Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Jesus answered, Don't you know me, Philip? Even after I have been among you for such a long time. Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you are not just my own. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe on the evidence of the miracles themselves. I tell you the truth. Anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these because I am going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask in my name so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask me for anything in my name and I will do it. May the Lord write his word upon our hearts this morning. Probably one of the most forgotten statements in all of Scripture is verse 8. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Jesus spoke about the Father. Jesus spoke about the reality of the Father. And it seems to me, my friend, as the Lord Jesus Christ was approaching this hallmark, this unbelievable moment in time, that Jesus was making a statement by referring to God as his Father. In fact, I'm going to draw your attention to the fact that the word Father, which is part of Jesus' revelation to mankind, in that he reveals the Father to us, this wonderful, endearing, loving name that we've heard even with these precious children and their fathers this morning, that this term is used 156 times in the Gospel of John itself. That was not the case in the Old Testament. Why? Well, I don't know exactly the reason why, but God, perhaps what Jesus is trying to say is that here at the foot of the cross, about to make this statement about the authority of God's way as being the only way, that God is not merely God Elohim, the awesome God, the God of creation. He's not only omniscient in his purpose and omnipotent in his power and omnipresent in his person, the God of the Old Testament, Elohim. Perhaps what Jesus was saying to his disciples here when he talked about God as the Father, he was saying that God is not just Jehovah of the God of the Old Testament. He's not just the God of covenant, a wise and a loving but very strict God in terms of his requirements. Maybe what Jesus was trying to say to Philip and to his disciples is that God is not just Adonai, the God of command, the sovereign Lord, the owner of the universe. Rather, what he is saying is that God is God the Father, the God of comfort, the God of compassion, the God of family, the God of overcoming, the God of everything that you and I need, the all-sufficient one in life. He's saying God goes far further than being Elohim or Jehovah or Adonai. Yes, he is the God of creation. Yes, he is the God of command. But Jesus was saying to his disciples, he is my Father and he's your Father and he is the God of comfort. What a word to us today in the midst of the bomb blast of Oklahoma City. He's the God of comfort. He's our Heavenly Father. But you see, my friends, in verse 8, here Philip, in his perplexity, finds himself in the midst of a direct conflict. There is a head-on collision, if you please, that is taking place between Philip's spiritual understanding and his human perplexity and condition. His human condition is colliding headlong with his spiritual understanding, and it is Philip who exemplifies what I believe to be the best of all human beings, and that is he was expressing a craving for something tangible and visible to be the earmark and the hallmark of his faith. What Philip was saying, he was saying, I know, Jesus, that you've said I am the way, the truth, and the life, but I want more. I want the same smorgasbord that life offers to me. I'm not willing to just accept the fact that you are the way, the truth, and the life. I want more. Show me the Father. Show me something tangible. Show me something visible. Perhaps what he was saying is he's saying, I want to make a pilgrimage to Mecca in order to express my faith. Maybe I need to wash in the Ganges River to express my faith. Maybe I need to crawl up Pilate's staircase naked in Rome in order to express my faith. Maybe I need an image to pray for. Maybe I need a statue of Mary to pray for. Maybe I need to hold something in my hand. Maybe it's a worship service. Maybe I need to light a candle, but I need something visible and tangible to prove the essence of my faith. Show me the Father. And Jesus says, Philip, Philip, you've been with me so long. You don't understand the essence of faith, that I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come unto the Father but by me. And it is at this juncture that Jesus begins to explain, number one, the way. What was he saying? He's saying to Philip, Philip, I want you to know there are two ways. There are two alternatives in the smorgasbord of life. There's any way and there's God's way. Jesus put it like this. He said, one is called the broad way. And he said, it's a broad way. And there are many people upon that broad way. And the broad way leads to destruction. And many people are finding that way. But my way is the narrow way. There are few people who find it. And my way leads to life. That is why I am the way. There is no alternative. It is not up to discussion. May I say, Dr. Taylor, our chairman of deacons, with due respect, sir, and to the praise and glory of God in this great church, what Jesus was saying is that there are some times that you don't need a deacon's meeting. That's what he was saying, because God settled it.
You're listening to Dr. Don Wilton, our teacher here on the Encouraging Word broadcast. Please don't go away. We'll have the rest of today's message, Anyway But God's Way, in just a moment. But Dr. Wilton insists I remind you that this is not just a presentation, it's a conversation. And every moment of every day, we are excited about the new ways that either email-aphonically, text-aphonically, phone-aphonically, all the ways that we have to pray together and watch God use the power of His Word to encourage us, even as we encourage one another. If you'd like to speak with someone, pray with someone, our phone number is 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. Or you can connect online as well at tewonline.org. That's tewonline.org. And one of the points of encouragement that has been so powerfully successful, literally thousands upon thousands of people every morning get an email from Dr. Don. I'm one of those, and it is a powerful one. And it helps us gain a moment of God's Word, a place to apply that Scripture to our life and live it out in a practical way, and then a commission to pray. Again, the details are on our website, tewonline.org. Of course, it's free. It's a free email. You can sign up for the Daily Encouraging Word email. Again, details at tewonline.org. That's T-E-W, like the Encouraging Word, online.org. Now back to today's great teaching with Dr. Don Wilton.
There are some things that go beyond the vote of the church. There are some things that boggle the mind. There are some things that go way beyond anything that you and I can ever do. Jesus said, I am the way. But then he said, secondly, I am the truth. Anytime you talk about truth, you talk about exclusivity. You have to talk about dogma and dogmatism. And I'm going to stand here today and join together with Christian men and women of all denominations, from sea to shining sea, who will stand in any Christian pulpit and say, absolutely, yes, Jesus Christ is being absolutely dogmatic and absolutely exclusive when he says that he is the only way to the Father. There is no other way. Not by virtue of my birth or my accent or my church membership or my baptism or my position or my seminary training. Jesus says, I am the truth, and I'm the only one who is the truth. But then he says a third thing. He says, not only am I the way, not only am I the truth, but I am the life. Now, what was he meaning by that? He was telling his apostles and telling you and me for ages to come until Jesus comes back again. He was saying that I as God, Jehovah, I as God, Elohim, I as God, Adonai, I as God, the Father, I have the complete monopoly of all life. He's saying life begins in me and it ends in me. That's why, my friends, as a church, we take a stand against abortion. That's why we take a stand against the social evils of the world. That's why we believe that life begins at the moment of conception. That's why we take a stand as Christian men and women in society about the whole concept of life itself. Why? Because Jesus Christ said, I am life. I am life. And in me, you have life eternal. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come unto the Father but by me. I had a friend many years ago when I was a student at university by the name of Mike. He was a tall, dark, handsome kind of guy. Had a beautiful motor car. We hated him because all the girls followed after this fellow. I mean, he was stinky stink. And he was popular, but boy, was he miserable. He was miserable. He tried everything, drugs, alcohol. One day I went into his room and Mike was standing on his head. Now, I'm not going to do that here. But he was standing on his head upside down, got into transcendental meditation, yoga. He started getting after all the evil things in the world that God's Word warns us against. The spirit world. People that consult with the stars. People that you can call on phone numbers and ask them about all kinds of things that the Bible teaches us not to get involved in the spirit world. This man tried everything. One day we came back from dinner, went into the dormitory, came to the bathroom. There was blood coming out from under the door. We kicked the door down and Mike was lying there right next to the commode, that far away from death. He had slit both his wrists and he was almost dead. Blood everywhere. We took him out, put him in the motor car, took him to hospital. He spent 2 months in hospital. By God's grace, he recovered from that. He came out of hospital, began to recover. And one day he was walking down the road, went past a Church of the Nazarene. And they were in there singing hymns to the glory of God. And he walked inside. And that day, Mike gave his life to the Lord Jesus Christ. And he was totally transformed. He became a totally different man. He became a major witness in my own life. Because I was in a terribly rebellious stage, my own self, spiritually speaking. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. And so what does that mean? It means six things according to God's Word. Number one, it means that you will know God. That's what it means. It means, my friends, when you accept the dogma of God's Word, number one, it means you'll know God. Look at verse 9. Jesus said, in perhaps a rebuke of Philip, he said, don't you know me, Philip, even after I've been among you for such a long time? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, show me the Father? You know the Father. What Jesus was saying is that my way means, number one, you will know God. There is a search for significance. There are books written today about the search for significance, the meaning for significance. There are people searching everywhere to try and find God. Jesus said, I am God, and my way is God. And if you find me, you find God. And if you want to know what my dogma is all about, any way but God's way, it is only God's way, and in God's way, you will know God. Isn't that incredible? Number two, he was saying to him, if you do it my way, number two, you will definitely understand the truth. You will understand the truth. Look at verse 10. He says, don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you are not just my own. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. We grapple with truth today. We don't want the truth. People reject the truth. You can turn on a talk show and they'll be talking about everything from Buddha to this, to that, to the next thing. What are you going to find? The people are going to tolerate it. But the moment you put someone who knows Jesus Christ on a talk show, the crowds rise up in unbelievable agony. Have you noticed in Hollywood, Most of the movies that are coming out today, sadly, folks, there's hardly a movie you can watch that doesn't have blasphemy in it. Have you noticed that? Let me ask you, have you ever heard a movie from anywhere when the person drops a brick on his toe that he says, Buddha? Or Muhammad? Or David Koresh? Or Rajneesh Bhagwan? Have you noticed that every single movie, I have never heard a movie, sadly, when I've heard blasphemy and my heart has cringed, that it has not been the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. What does Jesus say? Jesus says, when you do it my way, number one, you will know God. Number two, you will understand the truth. Number three, you will believe His miracles. That's what verse 11 says. You will believe His miracles. Why did Jesus say it here? Not just because of the miracles that had already taken place, but because of the greatest miracle that was about to continue taking place, which is the rebirth of a person to know that they know that they know that they know the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said, if you do it my way, you will believe miracles. You will see the evidence of changed lives everywhere, and you will believe. Number four, you will do His will. Verse 12 tells us, very clearly, I tell you the truth, anyone who has faith in me will do what I've been doing. Old Blue Eyes said it a different way. He said, humanity is going to do it my way. God says, God's way. And what Jesus was saying to His disciples is simply this, when you do it my way, you will do my will. Number five, you will pray with real purpose. You will pray with real purpose. Look with me at verse 13. I will do whatever you ask in my name so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. Jesus was saying to His disciples, not any way, but God's way. When it's God's way, one of the byproducts is that you will pray with purpose. I certainly sincerely hope, as we prayed this morning, for the people in Oklahoma City, that we prayed with purpose in our hearts and lives. But I want you to note in the sixth place, if you do it God's way, the Bible says in verse 14, that you will receive permission to enter into His presence. That's what the Word says. You may ask me for anything in my name and I will do it. Can you believe that? Can you believe that when you do things God's way, that God gives you and me permission to enter into His holy courts, to enter into the throne room? He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come unto the Father but by me. Would you bow your heads with me this morning? Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you know Him whom to know is life eternal? If you settled the issue of your personal relationship with Him, you can do that today. In our early service, we had some come who had given his life to the Lord Jesus Christ. It's happening all over, folks, God's way. Oh, there is a great clamor in society today for churches that are going to preach anything but God's way, for people to do anything but God's way. You've heard us say many times in this great congregation, our major responsibility is to keep the main thing the main thing. What does that mean? It means exactly that, God's way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come unto the Father but by me.
What powerful teaching from Dr. Don Wilton. And when he ends with the red letters, the words of Jesus, what a powerful reminder that no one comes to the Father but through Jesus. I pray that you know Jesus and know that your path to Him, your path to heaven, is secure. But if you don't, would you take a moment and open your heart to what Dr. Don wants to share with you next?
Are you ready to give your heart and life to the Lord Jesus Christ? I'm so happy to hear that. Why don't you pray this prayer with me today? Dear God, I know that you love me very, very much. And I know that the Lord Jesus Christ came and died on a cross so that I might be forgiven of my sin. Today, I repent of my sin. I confess my sin to you. And I invite you to come into my heart and into my life by faith. In Jesus' name I pray. If you've prayed that prayer, let me be the first one to welcome you to the family of God. This is wonderful. I hope that you know how much I'm going to be praying for you and how very important this is for me. Call us so that we can talk to you and connect you in the right place so you can begin this wonderful journey.
If you just prayed to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior or rededicate your life with Dr. Wilton moments ago, we are so thrilled to welcome you to the family or welcome you back home. In the midst of all that's going on in the world around us right now, we want you to know that you are not alone in this journey. It's a brand new beginning for some of you, a restoration of let's do it right this time with others, and you need to know we have resources that'll help you grow. Give us a call right now at 866-899-9673. That's 866-899-9673. Or meet us online at tewonline.org. That's tewonline.org. And let us know you've given your life to Jesus Christ. We would love to put some free resources that Dr. Don has chosen specifically for this next step for you. You just need to ask. That's 866-899-9673. And again, on our website, tewonline.org, there's a wonderful new resource, especially for those of us that have dealt with loneliness at some point in time. Here are all the details about a fresh new book called The Loneliness Solution.
Jesus said, "You are the light of the world." God gives us so many opportunities to share the gospel. I believe today that America is weeping. Our friends, family, and neighbors are weeping. So what is God saying to us? We are the light of the world. Jesus brings hope. There is warfare, spiritual warfare, going on like we've never experienced. We'd had better wake up, America. We need to encourage one another in times like these. Speaking of encouragement, I have a life-changing ministry resource to send you from a good friend of mine this month for your gift of support to the Encouraging Word, The Loneliness Solution, Finding Meaningful Connection in a Disconnected World, book by Jack Eason. The Loneliness Solution is a great resource to encourage people on how to discover genuine friendships with others. I want you to get a copy for yourself and copies to keep on hand as you go about your day to give to others. You will never know how much a word spoken or a gift given at the right time can change someone's life. Call us today at 866-899-WORD to request the Loneliness Solution book for a gift of $15. Thank you for your prayers and continued support of the Encouraging Word as we share the gospel to deliver lost souls from the clutches of darkness around the world.
Our time's gone for today, but throughout the weekend, we have wonderful points of connection and worship services. You'll find all the details on our website at tewonline.org. Let's meet there now. That's tewonline.org. Take care and God bless. The Encouraging